Paul's First Missionary Journey, Acts 13. Paul's first missionary journey is found in Acts 13:1 through 15:35. Today we will be looking at Acts chapter 13. In the church at Antioch there were prophets and teachers. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after fasting and prayer and the laying on of hands, they let them go. So Barnabas and Saul were sent out by the Holy Spirit and sailed for the island of Cyprus. They traveled through the whole island until they came to Paphos. There they met a Jewish sorcerer and a false prophet named Bar-Jesus. He also worked for Sergius Paulus, who was very smart and was the governor of the island. The governor called Barnabas and Saul before him because he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elymas was against them. He tried to stop the governor from believing in Jesus. Saul, also known as Paul, was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he looked the sorcerer in the eye. Then he said, "You son of the devil, will you never stop perverting the true ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind and not see the sun for a time." And immediately a mist and a darkness fell upon him, and he went about seeking those who would lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had happened, being amazed at the teaching of the Lord. Then Paul and Barnabas traveled inland to Antioch of Pisidia. On the Sabbath they went to the synagogue. Those in charge of the service sent them this message: "Brothers, if you have any word of encouragement for the people, come and give it." Paul stood and started speaking. "The God of the people of Israel chose our ancestors and made them a strong nation while they lived as foreigners in Egypt. He used his powerful arm to bring them out of Egypt, and he put up with them for about 40 years in the desert. Then he destroyed 7 nations in Canaan and gave their land to his people as an inheritance. He did all this in about 450 years. After that he gave his people judges until the time of the prophet Samuel. Then the people demanded a king, so God gave them Saul, son of Kish, from the tribe of Benjamin. After 40 years, God removed Saul and made David their king. God spoke favorably about David. He said, 'I have found that David, son of Jesse, is a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do.' God had the Savior, Jesus, come to Israel from David's descendants, as he had promised. Before Jesus began his ministry, John the Baptizer told everyone in Israel about the baptism of repentance. When John was finishing his work, he said, 'Who do you think I am? I'm not the person you are looking for. He will come later. I'm not even good enough to untie his sandals.' Brothers, descendants of Abraham and converts to Judaism, the message that God saves people was sent to us. And when all that was written concerning Jesus was accomplished, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and now we are here to bring you this good news. God's promise to our ancestors has come true. Brothers, listen. We are here to proclaim that through this man Jesus, there is forgiveness for your sins. Everyone who believes in him is declared right with God, something the law of Moses could never do." As Paul and Barnabas left the synagogue that day, the people begged them to speak about these things again the next week. The following week, almost the entire city turned out to hear them preach the word of the Lord. But when some of the Jews saw the crowds, they were jealous, so they slandered Paul and argued against whatever he said. Then Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and declared, "It was necessary that we first preach the word of God to you Jews. But since you have rejected it and judged yourselves unworthy of eternal life, we will offer it to the Gentiles." When the Gentiles heard this, they were very glad and thanked the Lord for his message, and all who were chosen for eternal life became believers. So the Lord's message spread throughout that region. Then the Jews stirred up the influential religious women and the leaders of the city, and they incited a mob against Paul and Barnabas and ran them out of town. But the followers were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. Adapted from Acts 13, NIV, RSV, ERV, Weymouth, New Living Translation, Contemporary English Version, and God's Word Translation.